Well, thanks for joining us on the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And this past Sunday, we kicked off our series where we're walking through the Lord's Prayer together. And we spent time looking at the first line of the Lord's Prayer that says, "Our Father in heaven." And the big idea this past Sunday for us was that prayer is first and foremost rooted in our relationship with God. Prayer is rooted in our relationship with God. And one of the questions that we threw out was this: when you think about God, what picture comes to mind for you? Like, how do you think about him? You know, for some people, they view God as distant and uninterested. He's kind of this impersonal cosmic force that's not really involved in their life. Others view God as kind of this angry dictator that's mad at them and out to get them, and he's trying to control their life with a bunch of rules and restrictions and commands. Some people view God as their almost like their personal genie or butler who is there to grant their every wish. They think that God exists to make them happy and to give them what they want. But here in the opening line of the Lord's Prayer, Jesus gives us a clear picture of who God is. He is our Father in heaven. And this is how Jesus wants us to approach God. Not as King, not as Lord, not as Master, even though he is those things, but as Father. Meaning that God is both personal and close to us. And he is intimately involved in the life of his children. You see, the basis for biblical prayer is our spiritual adoption. For those of us who have placed our faith and trust in Jesus for our salvation, the Bible tells us that we have actually been adopted into the family of God. And because of this, we can now approach God as our Father in heaven because we are his children, because we've been adopted into his family. And Paul writes about this idea in Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. Here, Paul says this: "For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory." You see, the Holy Spirit has several different roles in the life of a believer. The Holy Spirit leads us and guides us. The Spirit conforms us into the image and likeness of Jesus. But the Spirit also, Paul says, confirms the reality of our new identity. He testifies to our position in God's family, that we are now children of God. You see, prior to trusting in Jesus, Paul says that we were not children of God. In fact, he says that we were slaves, and we could not please God with our lives because we were bound by our sin, and we were unable to change. And we were destined for eternal separation from God. We were not a part of God's family. But now, because of Jesus, we are no longer slaves. We've been freed from the power of sin and the power of death, and we don't have to live in fear anymore because the Spirit has brought about our adoption into the family of God. And we are now God's children, and we are co-heirs with Christ. And you see, just like in an earthly adoption, we don't bring anything to the table. We haven't done anything to earn or to deserve a spot in the family of God, to deserve this position. But God paid the ultimate price to bring us into his family. He sent his son Jesus to die on the cross and to pay the price for our sins so that we could be forgiven and freed from sin and freed from death and adopted into his family. And so I'd love for us to take some time today just to spend reflecting on the price that God paid to bring us into his family, to bring about our adoption, and to thank him for his grace and his mercy that allows us to call him Father, to be his children, and to be co-heirs with Christ. And so I'm going to take a moment to pray for us and then give you an opportunity to pray as well. And so, Father, we thank you just for the privilege of being able to call you Father. Lord, we don't want to take that for granted because, God, we understand that the fact that we can call you Father and be your children came at an incredible cost. It came at the cost of sending your son Jesus to die in our place, to take on the punishment that we deserved. And so, God, we thank you for sending Jesus, for the sacrifice that he paid, and for adopting us and bringing us into your family. And Lord, we want to approach you as Father, knowing that you are close, that you are personal, that you love us, and that you care for us. So Father, we pray all of this in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen.